People of Jacksonville need to hear this, that this is why we're here. This is our job. And your public safety workers, your policemen, your firemen and women, your JEA workers, contractors, all the crews, this is why we're here to do our job. Take care of you and take care of our city. I want to remind people, we asked folks to start evacuating voluntarily on Wednesday, AB, low-lying areas, and we now need you to heed our warnings as we're expressing what's coming. We're going to have a high tide at noon, and the river's going to be about six feet above where it typically would be. So this is serious risk if you're in those low-lying areas. Specific neighborhoods to think about along the river are San Marco, Riverside, Southampton, Landon Park, downtown, and other areas prone to flooding. You know your area. We're also hearing some information about parts of the north side, and we have crews going in there as well. Call 630-CITY if you need help to get out. If it's an emergency, call 911. If you're afraid and you know what's coming, call 630-CITY and we will get to you. I was out this morning around town, seeing the flooding, seeing people, and got to watch and see some of our crews go to work to keep the people of Jacksonville safe. This is potentially a week-long event with water and the tides coming and going, and Angie can speak more to that. If you are in our city and you are safe and you have a way to communicate, please let your loved ones know. Local people, out-of-town people, let them know you're okay. We are getting calls asking about family and friends. If you're using a generator, please make sure it is outside, not in a garage, not in a house. Very dangerous. And I also saw people playing in water. Please stay out of water. It can begin to move, can be dangerous, it can have debris, it can have any number of things in the water. It's not worth the risk. The city, non-essential employees will not be reporting to work tomorrow. The city will remain closed. What that means for the people of Jacksonville is all of the essential people, the people that are here for you to make sure you're safe and get this city back and up and running, are working right now. With that, Angie can give an update on the weather.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. So as the mayor said, we continue to see the waters rising still in the St. John's, and we're seeing kind of what I call the trifecta effect, if you will. So we've had a storm surge come down the St. John's River. We've also had astronomical rainfall amounts of 10 to 15 inches, isolated amounts up near 20 inches in some parts of the county. So we have the water in place. And now what we're having happen as we go into high tide this afternoon, which down near Main Street is going to be around 2 o'clock, as that tide is starting to rise up, the winds trailing Irma are starting to shift out of the south. And so that south wind is helping to push that river water upstream towards downtown areas. So that's why we're really highlighting that those from downtown to the Buckman Bridge will continue to see water level rises through the high tide around 2 o'clock this afternoon. Once again, as the mayor said, there will be a gradual recession as we leave high tide, but this river flooding event will continue likely up to about a week. It won't reach the level that we're seeing today, but it will continue to be problematic for a week for those along the riverfront areas. And the mayor had mentioned that the critical areas that normally flood, also those along the Ortega River, you are likely also seeing some significant flooding as well. So once again, inundation up to 6 feet along the immediate riverfront above normally dry ground. And then once you go away from the river to some of the streets there that kind of go along the river, the river's edge there, possibly water level inundation of up to 4 feet. So again, this is a very serious situation. We do have what's called a flash flood emergency in effect for the areas that we've highlighted. So again, please heed the advice of the local emergency management officials for this event.
Sheriff.
So just a couple quick points. So as the mayor mentioned, with the flooding that we're experiencing, do not drive your vehicle through flooded water. You have no idea how deep that water may be. You could wind up stranded there, put yourself at risk. There is a heavy risk of down power lines right now. We had, obviously, as we all know, heavy winds throughout the night. And damage assessment teams are just now beginning to you know, creep out and take a look. So there's a lot of stuff that we haven't uncovered yet in terms of what we may have to face. We are currently evaluating the bridges and how, you know, when the time will be that we will be able to open some of those up. I will say this, eastbound to the beaches will take longer because the beaches have some infrastructure checks that has to occur with power and water, and we need bridge inspections on a couple of the bridges. So do not line up heading back to the beach. Do not line up on Atlantic or Beach or JTB in anticipation of a quick opening. It's not going to be quick. So make sure that you understand that. Stay where you are, and we will put out information as soon as we have it about the best time to try to head back to the beaches. And again, as we bring bridges back online here in the next couple hours, we'll make sure to push that information out as well.
And I would add, if you have an issue, unless it's a serious issue right now, please hold. Let's leave the 630 city open for the most important task at hand, and that is getting people out of areas that could flood. And again, if you have an emergency, call 911. And I would remind folks to put a white flag or something that represents a white flag if we need to get you out somewhere in your home that's visible from outside. With that, we'll take questions.
Mayor, how many fatalities have we seen in our area?
Chief, we don't have any reported at this time.
No reported fatalities?
No reported at this time. And I would also want to let people know that this was a statewide event. Most of the state is without power right now. So we're going to all just have to come together as the men and women of JEA begin their work with the people that are going to be here to help us get this city back to where, back to normal.
An update on those rescue attempts. How many people as of right now have called or have gotten rescued from where they are?
So we've had general calls. This is all kind of calls over 608 hours. We don't have a breakdown on those as to which are rescue, which aren't. I saw significant activity when I was out this morning after I spoke with all of you.
Are the shelters filling up?
20%. We've got room. So you can please go to a shelter if you are in one of the areas that we described.